Hello, this is episode 11. Yeah, I know. Two podcasts every other week. Be right back. And this is episode...
This is episode...
11 of NeoCast. That was a double remix for this special podcast. We broke 11, everyone. No one thought we could do it. Even though there's only maybe a couple of people who listen to this podcast. Well, anyways, this is what we have to do this week. We have Link. That's right, Link. Link, 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 Link. It's all about Link this time. Link, 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 Link. Alright. Well, talk about Link. Link is in Super Smash Bros. For every single, game. Super Smash Bros., Melee, and Brawl. He's been in numerous games, spanning several titles, just like Mario, but he's never had any sport titles, so, unless you count Link's cosplay training as a sports title. Brawl doesn't count as a sports style, it just counts as we go holy crap at each other type of style. But, it's interesting. But, you know, and he started the original epic game, Legend of Zelda. Then went off to the crappy sequel, Legend of Zelda 2. Link's Awakening. Yeah, Link's Awakening. It was stupid. It was a waste. It would have been good, maybe, but it was a crap fest. It was horrible. Played like an RPG, but, you know, side scrolling, and of course you level up. And I don't think that it caught on. Which was just horrible. First one was better. And has continued ever since. But of course, this up attack is the little spinning attack, but now, if you hold up and B, if you hold it, it will charge. Also, with someone else, Link. But, you know, the right B and left B are still boomerang, and holding regular, just B is bow. Down B is bomb still, but the graphics are updated. It's all upgraded. Graphics. Yeah, it was a shock to me too. Now, on to the points in. Oh yeah, Final Smash, the little trial force thingy, which I don't know his name. But, you know. Yeah. It might be a short podcast for whatever reason. But, we're going to do this podcast pretty quickly. And, of course, we're going off to the next game. We're talking about Phantom Hourglass. It was an interesting game. The only thing that failed on it completely was the control scheme. You touch and tap where you want to go. You drag them and stuff. I didn't like that. That was not fun. Maybe an option. That could be helpful, too. But, you know, that only being the whole thing. That wasn't very fun. But I completed it, and it took about a few months. A month or so. And then, weird, I got the thing. And I said, oh, wait. You're saying Link Awakening didn't, Phantom Hourglass did not have anything to do with Link. It had to do with Toon Link. Sorry. But still, it was an interesting game. On the Toon Link side. I get that game to be 7.2. It's good, entertaining, but not all that fulfilling. It's with DS. The Wi-Fi part was okay, so it was still point and click, and the only thing that really meant for going with your friends was just, you know, trading ship parts. That's it. Although I can just trade ship parts with just total strangers. That's fine. It's gonna have any other effect. The golden parts were okay. Clicking parts, going over everywhere. Yeah. Well, anyways, going here, there, everywhere, yeah. The one part, you have to close your DS. Get the stamp. I think it was maybe a way to prevent piracy if someone used it on a ROM or emulator. Because they don't probably do that. And is that what emulators have seen on YouTube? I don't think you really close it. That would be kind of weird. It just like closes and stuff, little interface. That would be interesting. Now, I don't use ROMs and we don't promote ROMs. ROMing is bad. But watching people play them on YouTube is okay, I guess. As long as they own the game, I guess, it's maybe okay. I mean, if you own the physical, then I guess it might be alright. You know, hacking ROMs, hack ROMs, like, or public domain ROMs. Which is interesting. Because public domain ones are people that actually made their on scratch. Probably some copyright people in there, but public domains may also be just some garbage. It's like, what is this? I seem like it poked. When I looked up domains and stuff on YouTube, a long time ago, probably not in there anyway, I saw this little Pokemon public domain one. It's just Ash scrolling over and over, over again, like the top part. It's not like a whole sprite, it just keeps on going. There's a little song, I forgot what it was. It looks strange. Yeah. It'll be in a moment, so it's just like last time. But of course, you're still getting catching up. I'm not gonna do bi-weekly or anything. No, it just won't be fair. I want to get these done as quick as possible. So I can start talking about something new. I'm not gonna stop. I'm just gonna continue. Here at Neo Frankfurt's News Time, we take the. I'm scared of taking messages. We don't have any messages. But hopefully we'll get some soon. Emailing us at neobrinkos@yahoo.com. Email us your questions, comments, and things you would like to know about. If you email something like, what's this and stuff, I'll look up some of it and just talk about it. Like, what I think might be interesting. Get ideas, maybe, for, like, people that make games, too, like RPGs and stuff. Like RPG Maker 2003. That'll be, freeware idea for this time. 2003. G-Maker, making an RPG. It's pretty simple, it's easy, it's fun. You just gotta play around for a little bit and find out what everything does. I still don't know what references and values do. But I'll get there eventually. But, you know, everything else I understand. But, you know. And also, don't forget about LightSwift. LightSwift's an interesting application. And what's also interesting about it, I just found out, realized it. I have a lot, but I haven't made any flashes. I guess didn't No, Ray, they don't want to make it. I want to make something interesting. But I don't know what to make or find sprites for. Or how to make sprites, first of all. I don't know squat about sprite making. But it is interesting. You can actually make a flash. Make it as a screensaver. You can make it a little screensaver. You can like put like pictures and stuff. That's the first of it. Oscar! Come here.
Yeah. This is my doggy.
He's a silly boy. Yeah. It's an interesting application where you can, like, draw, create, and stuff. Yeah. Come see the website. It's interesting. It's cool.
Sort of.
And, you know, that's not what you say the biggest website ever. It's really just a forum. Really, that's mostly what a website is these days. It's just a forum.
Forum.
For ideas. It's not really like, you know, look at stuff. Click here, click there. That's not. Mostly these days, it's forums. I have a form. I haven't finished the form yet. I'm gonna make up a page, a form, area. These podcasts. Actually, I'll just use my existing one. Neoprene cuts. Yeah, you can just look up neoprene cuts on Google. And what to do there? I just had to add a section and chat room. Chat, chat, chat. Yeah. I might just close. Yeah. Revive the old site. Just use up what I already have. I don't want to like redo it all over again. I just want to be as interesting. But I'll still upload the episode. And stuff, yeah. Have it updated there. To anybody who listens still. I'm probably going to probably email people who have liked to secure a podcast, and I've helped with that, like send out information all the time, helping them out during Halloween with the Jirachis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I helped them out that time. Halloween just passed, so Halloween was okay. I was expecting a lot of kids this year because it was not a school night. Not really a lot. They stopped coming around like 8:30 or so. Probably not that many kids anymore here. Probably over on the other side of town, probably be a lot of kids. New houses and stuff. It's just. Anything. Now, let's talk about something. You know how in games where you have to, like, look at something? Something that has to do with the main idea? Like, say, Super Mario Sunshine. And, like, the main idea is about water. The main idea for the game is water, mostly. At a galaxy, it's space. Space. You know, they make it so appealing on your eyes for the space. And very appealing on your eyes with the water. Like, the water looked nice and sunshine. Of course, there was no theme to the other one. But I like how they come up with these ideas. Like, if you're going to look at water, of course, it's going to have to interesting. Like, My Sense Kingdom and The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. Yeah. Yeah. Tunish water for Wind Waker, which was interesting. It was all a cartoony world. Well, you got to pick up swords for enemies. First time and last time that you actually ever got to do that. Which was kind of cool. I liked that. That was the best idea ever. I mean, if they dropped a sword, why can't you, like, pick them up and, like, swing them and throw them at stuff? And, it's like, if you destroy an enemy, you should be able to play with their swords. Swords. I mean swords. Yes, swords. Yes. You know, the weapons. The weapon sword. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to, you know, play with their swords, you know, fight with their swords or something, you know, like, but the only problem is you didn't get to take them out. There was some glitches where you could take them out of rooms. I forgot how it was, but it was a glitch that actually, it worked. I gotta go. Till next time. Bye.
Minecraft!
Look at my flip.